Paul, anything new in the Dustin Byfuglien front?
No. Nothing's changed. We're still waiting to get to a level that he can push hard on the ice.
What do you see from the Sharks team here? What are the biggest challenges they present?
Cohesiveness, probably more than anything else. They've had a certain style of game that they probably played for the last 13, 14 years. They've been together an awfully long time. So there's a, I don't know if it's an intuition that they have with each other of what they're going to do. They can almost play ahead of the game. They are really fast. They move the puck well. And they play like a veteran team that has an expectation that they can win.
And what about Brent Burns? I mean, what are the specific challenges he presents from the back end as a guy that gets so many shots through and is so active?
There wouldn't be anybody better at the strong side one-timer. The puck comes back to him. He doesn't stop it, and he finds a way to get to the net. And a byproduct of that is they know that puck's coming off his sticks. They're so good at getting into the shot tip area. So their recovery, if he misses the net, they're on it. But so much danger happens, the shot itself. But the shot tip is a real challenge. You have to be moving to your check before the puck leaves the passer stick, let alone gets to Burns, and then he's awfully dynamic up top and can get off that line to the middle or down the wall as quick as anybody.
Paul, I'm just wondering, I come to town and I see a team in first place, and you know, you got some injuries. I don't know if you're not a last year's pace, I suppose, but I guess what I'm trying to get to is, are the expectations higher now for your club, or are you still trying to find a way to be as good a club as you were at this point last year?
I think there's three questions in there. We played a game in December, late December. We won, and I think we put us in first place in the Western Conference at that point, and I believe the theory was it was our first complete game of the year. I think that was about game 45 or something like ridiculous like that. Expectations are what they are, and you want to be in a position that they're very high. Win every night is probably not reasonable if you just play your game. So I don't know that the 2 years are comparable, because the Central Division's changed an awful lot, right? Some teams that kind of got written off earlier coming back in, and now it's a really tightly packed, hard-fought division. So you may well be playing better hockey at this time of year, and some of it's schedule. I mean, we had a lighter schedule. I think we won 10 of our last 11 last year going into it, but we've got a heavy schedule this year. It's all a function of us going to Finland, so we're going to play a lot of really strong, powerful teams that you may end up limiting your point total, which would lead you to believe that you're not playing as well as you were going in. And I'm not talking about final points. I mean, how well your team's playing. I like our four-game road trip that we just had an awful lot in the game leading into it. So and those two men that we have on our blue line changed the way we look and how we play. But I'm optimistic about the way we're playing right now. I think we're coming into it at the right time.
Is it fair to look at this week and say, okay, you got three really good teams coming into this building and take a measure? Or with your injury status, is that not fair?
No more so than last week was, right? We go into Columbus, and that's a good team that's on the cusp, so you're going to get their very best. That Tampa team turns out to be all right. Carolina had a tough night against us, but we're pretty darn good the next night and went into Colorado and won last night, so they're a good team. And Washington had run six or seven with us coming in, and we really liked our game in Washington, so we'll measure that for what it was. We like our game, and we'll probably do the same. Mark, at the end of this week, you know, did you like your game? We are looking at these games in March right through to our start as playoff games and handling them that way. So you have a tough loss in Tampa, not making that a bigger picture than a loss in a playoff series, moving back to the next game, and did a nice job with that. And then we have a game that, you thought you deserved possibly a better result in Washington. We were really good. We really liked our game there. And then not feeling sorry for yourselves, get wired up for this one and make it a one-game event.
Paul, just expanding on that a bit. So how can this set of three games for this homestand help this group right now, maybe at this point?
We just play that game last week for another week. Then you're going to have two solid weeks of hockey against very good opponents. And that's what it's all about, right? Like being feeling that you've got a real good handle on your game against other teams that are strong. We're going to get two nice trades by the end of the year at some point with a couple of defensemen that can impact your game come in. And so you take, hopefully, at the end of March, a game that you really like. We get into April, we add a couple of guys to our blue line, and we start to feel strong.
You mentioned waiting for Dustin to be able to, I guess just expanding on Dustin, is he skating at all right now?
He has, but there's not enough value to it right now. He can't push real hard on the ice. We're just waiting, so he's going heavier in the weight room and doing those kind of things. And as soon as, I mean, he's skating around like a coach right now. I'm not a very good skater. I didn't get better from today. Didn't make me faster, so we're going to wait until he can push.
You mentioned you guys really liked the game that you played against Washington. I'd imagine part of that is in the defensive zone, allowing less than 20 shots. What did you guys do so well in that game defensively that allowed you guys to feel
it? It's how we got to our defensive zone. We didn't like it. We gave up four partial odd mans in the first 12 minutes of the game, and then for the most part, other than the flipper at the end of the penalty, we shut that down pretty good so that when we got to our end, our gap was right, and then our intensity level allowed our sticks to be right. So we didn't put ourselves in a confusing situation coming back into our end, and then we did our energy and our sticks were right, and we knocked an awful lot of things down. Washington as a team is the opposite of most Eastern Conference teams. They're not shooting every puck. Matter of fact, they're going to wait and hit seam on you, and that makes them dangerous if they can connect on those plays. These guys, San Jose, would be a hybrid of that. They still will shoot everything, but they have no problem trying to find the seam, so we'll have to be at least as good tonight to have the same kind of result.
Is there any update at all on Vesalainen or any thoughts from your standpoint?
He's still not skating for us. No, I have nothing on that.